ERA ends up in taking away the right of the wife to be supported by her husband and to have the right of to get credit in the stores based on her husband's earnings and all the rights of a wife.
Can we talk about the draft? We know that the draft so far has been abolished until a national emergency, and already women are serving in the armed forces in the military.
Yes, and they have the best of both worlds. They have the same pay, the same rank, the same fringe benefits, but they're kept out of combat. And you know, men would be glad to take that kind of a deal if they could get it.
Wouldn't they be subject to the same exemptions as any man?
Well, but there were millions of people who served. During the since the end of World War II, there have been 5 million young men drafted. Now, do you want 5 million young women drafted involuntarily and sent in off to these wars that the politicians will surely get us into again?
I really don't, if you have real reasons, okay, but not hypocritical ones and not false ones. There is no draft now. I don't want another draft in 10 years. I don't think, you know, I mean, I don't see...
But you know we'll get one.
No, I don't at all. There is nothing inevitable about war. And I think the American people have learned a lot from the Vietnam War, and there won't be, again, so easy a way of risking the lives of American boys or girls.
Oh, a lot of naive people said that after Korea. Well, we'll never have another, we'll never get involved in another Asian war after Korea.
It's our responsibility that we not get involved. If there is such a thing as a just and necessary war, though, for the defense of the nation, there isn't any reason that women should be exempt on the basis of sex.
Well,
no reason at all. I mean, you know, why your daughter or mine should have any, you know, right not to. Defend society when the sons
That's a fundamental difference between those who are for ERA and those who are against it. You think my daughter should serve. I think women should have the choice not to serve.